93.3 FM with a second edition of A Community Connection this morning. I get to talk a little bit with Connie Lavoie from the Bartlesville chapter, I think it is, of the Bartlesville, the League of Women Voters. I'll get it out there after twisting my tongue around here. Connie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
The traditional, original name of the organization, the League of Women Voters, created for a particular reason in history, but you admit and welcome people of either gender.
That's absolutely correct. And the name, I think they've thought about changing it, but I think it's the reason it started, the tradition back in 1920, right after women got the right to vote. So the idea was, well, you know, we need to help them be more comfortable and more knowledgeable about voting. And ever since then, the League has really, a lot of the focus has been on voting rights, voting responsibility, voter education.
And just personal opinion, and I try not to inject a lot of personal opinion, but I'm pretty much a traditionalist. A chairman is a chairman regardless of the gender of the person with mm-hmm. the gavel, but that's just I guess who I am.
It's a good
thing. You know, I see no reason to change the name of the organization just to be politically correct.
Yeah, I think that's what they decided. I usually just, when I talk about it, I talk about the League. But we have now 10% of our membership are males. So, and we like that. I mean, I like everybody who's interested. I would really encourage them to get involved, whether joining the League or just helping with voter registration. You don't have to be a member to do that. I can easily train people. And we've got a lot of events coming up for that, too.
Well, speaking of voter registration and events, this is, I guess, the thrust of what we really want to talk about this morning. Voter registration is something that you can accomplish a number of ways. They ask you when you get a driver's license, and there are a lot of other things. But how you got registered, I guess, is not so important as the fact that you are registered and that your registration is current.
That's right. So you're ready to vote when the time comes. You don't have to worry about it. And if someone doesn't know if their registration's up to date or if they wonder about it, they can always call our local election board. They're so helpful. But our real thrust is, like, we want to get to young people, you know, so as soon as they're eligible to vote, we can help them get registered, and we like to make it as easy as possible. So, for example, we'll be going to Bartlesville High School this Friday, and I'm trying to catch them and right after they've turned 18, and we go to the high school, Bartlesville High School, Rogers State University, and Tri-County Tech in the fall and in the spring. And in addition, we've been going to the library. And so Friday we're going to be at the high school, and then we are also going to be at the library on Wednesday, May 3rd and Thursday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we love to be at the library because, you know, it's everybody's welcome at the library. Everybody's comfortable being there. It's totally neutral ground, and you just see everybody from the community coming in and out of there, and we love to visit with people there.
Well, if we have enough time, we'll transition topics from League of Women Voters to Friends of the Library, but we'll stay on this particular topic. Now, when you go to the high school, and I'm sure they're more than willing to, you know, provide space and that sort of thing for you, but you know, how do you decide? I know you got legal requirements. I know mm-hmm. as far as, you know, getting age requirements and showing at least like a driver's license to verify age and that kind of thing.
Well, actually, when we register people, they don't have to even show us their driver's license. However, they either need to have their driver's license so they can write their number down on the application, or if they have their social security card or they have their social security number memorized, they just have to put the last four digits, and they don't even have to show us. They just put that information down there. we'll be in the lobby, and when the students are going to lunch and coming back, there's a high traffic area, and so that's how we'll be operating this Friday.
And do students historically receive it very well? Do you kind of have to say, hey, we're registering to vote? How much interaction do you get to do before they actually have completed the paperwork?
Yeah, actually, the last two times we've been there, I've really seen an increase in interest from the young people, which is wonderful. And we're also able to, answer some of their questions. Sometimes they're not familiar with the process or the understanding about closed primaries, and, when they're trying to decide how to register, whether they want to be Democrat, Republican, or independent. And it's fun, especially being with young people and having them talking to us and answering their questions and giving them some information. I have a little card that has some tips for new voters. So we're always trying to provide information and education along with the registration process.
And I can see where you would get some of those questions, although you would think they would be covered in a high school civics class or some other place.
I'm sure they are if they've been through the government class, mm-hmm. which is now required. It's a semester class during their senior year. So I know that a lot of it's been covered, but, if you remember being in high school and a lot was covered. I took world history in high school, but I don't know that I retained very much of it. But it's just to piggyback on that. Mm-hmm. And repetition, too, when sure. you're learning something new. And there are a lot of details.
Well, as I said, and I'm sure it's particularly, like you said, on changing party affiliation, which you get an opportunity before any election. Mm-hmm. But it's just a question on how frequently you can do it and that sort of thing.
Yes, there's a time period just before an election. There's a deadline when you can change your party affiliation, and for the new voters, I just checked on this because if there's an election coming up, and you are going to, within 2 months, and you are going to be turning 18, you can go ahead and start that registration process so that you'll be able to vote. Now, other times of the year, like right now, you have to be 18. Mm-hmm. And there's all these little kind of fine points that it's taken me a while to learn most of them.
Well, and that's one reason I think the League promotes that government awareness process, particularly the electoral process, mm-hmm. and because it's out there as a nonpartisan, issue-oriented organization that is there just to be an information. Well, just look at the yellow voter guide that you put out. Mm-hmm. A lot of good information there.
That is the perfect segue, because I wanted to just kind of mention some of the other services. The Citizens Guide, every 2 years we publish it. It has government offices, contact information. I've just put an insert into this one because it's about ready to be updated with the contact information for our local elected officials, our state, even the president. Then we have candidate sheets during election years, where we have candidate and ballot information. And we had that fantastic Oklahoma Voters Guide mm-hmm. last fall. Then we have our candidate forums, where we host those so the public can hear the candidates' opinions on issues. And we did, I think, four of those last year.
Sounds right.
We also have vote411.org, which you can go on the site, and it provides information about voting and candidates. And then we will be having some programs too. We're thinking about a program for the fall that would have to do with media literacy, because it's so much going on now with the internet, and it's a little confusing. The libraries are actually taking the lead in helping people understand media literacy. How do I assess the information that's coming in and sort it and try to understand it and know whether it's legitimate or just something.
You mean news stories are written by human beings who might color the verbiage in a story?
Now, I'm not thinking so much of that as how someone can put something on and it may be totally bogus, and then everybody sends it around, And, you know, if you're, you know, so you just kind of have to be thinking that that could be a possibility, I think. I think that's more what we're focusing on, because I know that we don't have to worry about that with you. So. Well,
thank you very much for your confidence. It can, will, and does happen. And whether you're talking about, you know, fairly obvious bogus stuff, or, but, you know, the most believable lie is mostly true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It makes it tricky.
Yeah. So it is possible. Are there opportunities for people that are not members of the league to get involved?
There sure are, and we always welcome members. But I also call upon a number of just people in the community who really believe in the voting process and think it's important. And I just call on them and to see if they can help for just like 2-hour sessions to help people register to vote. And I always pair veteran volunteers with new volunteers. And so we always have like 2 people at once. And I don't keep it too long. I try not to take advantage of my wonderful volunteers, because, you know, last year I think we did 24 different events. So it takes a lot of help to do that. And it's not always exciting, but, you know, sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. Like when we were at the high school, we were at the college night, and most of the young people were a little bit too young to actually register, so we said, we'll see you later. But it was really exciting because there were, one student's parents had just gotten their citizenship, and they registered with us that night. First-time voters, you know, particularly enjoy registering them. But we also update registrations, and, you know, it takes less than 5 minutes to do this. And then we take all of the applications at the end of the day or the next morning to the election board, get them right over there so they can get processed, so they don't have to go to the courthouse.
Saving people an extra trip, I think that's nice, because you're doing all the legwork for them. Here's the form.
We'll just do whatever we can do to make it more convenient and easier. That's what we want to do.
And I want to give credit to the other organizations you're working with, Rogers State, Tri-County Tech, because I'm sure they're just as hospitable as
They're wonderful. They recognize how important it is. In fact, I was just at the Tri-County Tech Expo, and had never been there before, and that turned out to be a great opportunity to register 18-year-olds.
So again, this is something that you can get information on through the league. You publish a newsletter on a quarterly basis that kind of is emailed out.
And there, we do have a website right here.
And let's see if I can get this. It is, obviously the www's, but again, LWVOK, League of Women Voters, Oklahoma, what you're saying there, but LWVOK.org/Bartlesville.
And so
if you can get it out there. And you got a Facebook page, too. Again, if you just want to go on that.
We're getting better with our Facebook page.
Well, yes. I think that's a process for everybody. And then, of course, once you establish it, then you got to feed it. So
that's the thing. You really have to keep up with it. Right.
But keeping up with voter-related issues, that's kind of what the league is all about. And so it's important that you are there with all the information from your guide. And I'm sure over the next 12 months or so, we're going to start talking again the November election for 18. I've already had 3 candidates for at least one of the jobs in here, and that process is just starting. So
there'll always be something going on. There's a little bit of a lull right now, but it will always pick up in the fall.
It will.
For sure.
That's for sure. And again, with other elections going on, I don't know of any city or county tax questions, but there's always one of those that comes around at least once a year for either schools or city or county, and people need to be informed, and that's what the league is all about.
That's right. You got that right.
Connie, thank you so much for coming in. If you are not a registered voter, of course, you can pick up one of the forms at any courthouse or at the election board office.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3.